Well, this is just in time for the kids being around here for the holidays. Black Club Chicago has a list of 14 iconic dive bars. Seamus Toomey joins us now with our extremely local news report. Did you go out and research this, Seamus?
I've been researching this my entire life, Bob. No, our reporter, Lindsay Rice, went out there and researched all of these with photographer Colin Boyle. And let me just say, picking 14 essential dive bars in Chicago, it's like trying to pick the 14 top Beatles songs. It's difficult. There's a lot of complaints and a lot of feedback. But we'll keep doing this because there are hundreds of them. We tried to go with 14 essential ones that really sort of fit the definition. It's part of a big series we rolled out this week on an important week. Just looking at the history of dive bars, what the term dive bar really means, and some places to hit and to read all about the history of them, the lore, the legend, all of that. So blockclubchicago.org has the entire list. We go from north to south. So we go from the Newark Nook in Norwood Park, which is in the basement of an old house, to Mr. C's Midway Bar in West Lawn, and lots of places in between.
And also in the breaking bar news, the Ravinia Brewing is closing, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. This is a more complicated story than the average taproom closing story. Ravinia Brewing Company has been around for since about 2018, and they've actually been embroiled in a trademark dispute with the Ravinia Festival concert grounds in Highland Park. That entire time, really. So they had an agreement to work nice together, but when they opened this Logan Square tap room at 2600 West Diversity, that was sort of the last straw. So they've been fighting with Ravinia Festival. They've now agreed to change their name to Steep Ravine Brewing Company, and they're going to close down that Logan Square tap room December 14th. So no more Ravinia Brewing Company beer cans out there, except for the ones on the shelf. But Steep Ravine was the name of their flagship IPA. So so I wouldn't say they've laid down, but they've realized that spending all this money on legal fees might not be worth it, and they're going to a different name now.
All right, so much for the adult news. Let's go to the south side and the story of a new indoor children's garden.
Yeah, this is at the Garfield Park Conservatory, one of my favorite places in the entire city. And they had a little children's garden there, but it was a little small, a little tight. But they just broke ground this week on a $10 million renovation. It's a 6,000 square foot indoor children's garden. It's going to have a slide. It's going to have a sloping ramp that's wheelchair accessible all the way up to the roof of the conservatory, and just going to be a great place where when you bring your kids and they're tired of looking at ferns and palms, they can go and make a little ruckus there. They're hoping to get it done by fall 2025, so it's gonna have a lot of different things. But yes, I highly recommend, especially this time of year, getting out of the house, going to the Garfield Park Conservatory, and pretending you're summer warm.
Yeah, sounds good. It's getting colder out. Seamus Toomey, Block Club Chicago. You have a great holiday, Seamus. Thank you.
Thank you, Bob. You too.